Some of us are here before. We have one apology. Oh no. We have three apologies. Honorable Lozi will be available from the 1st of November on Saturday. Honorable Doug Sachin, Sachin is attending PSA. Honorable Matti Shah, other commitments. Deputy Minister, Cabinet Committee meeting. On the matter of the Rules Committee, that's for my fee. Ndongeni attending telecoms. I'm sure Honorable Kekana will join us. He was here in the morning. Members, what we're going to do, we're going to shortlist for Papa Council. There is work done by the subcommittee, the six-member committee. I think we've done some work. At some stage we'll present probably recommendations to the committee. But we also remind the members as to how we must deal with the matter. I will just read that if you have your acts, broadcasting acts, I will request the further task to read, further map read. So, section 5 and section 6. So that we know who's eligible and who's not eligible for all this process.
Thank you, Chairperson. I will read section 5.3 of the CAFA Act, which reads as follows. Persons appointed to the CAFA Council must be persons who, A, are committed to fairness, freedom of expression, openness and accountability on the part of those entrusted with the government of a public service, and B, when viewed collectively, 1, are representative of a broad cross-section of the population of the Republic, and 2, possess suitable qualifications, expertise and experience in the fields of, amongst others, broadcasting, electronic communications, the postal policy operations, public policy development, electronic engineering, law, marketing, journalism, entertainment, education, economics, finance, or any other relevant expertise or qualification. And then I will read section 6, the talk on the disqualification. 6.1 says a person may not be appointed as a councillor if he or she A. is not a citizen of the Republic, B. is not permanently resident in the Republic, C. is a public servant or the holder of any other remunerated position under the state, D. is a member of parliament, a provincial legislature, or any municipal council, E. is an office bearer or employee of any party, movement or organization of a party political nature, F. or his or her family member has a direct or indirect financial interest in the electronic communication, postal or broadcasting industry, G. or his or her business partner or associate hold an office in or with or is employed by any person or body, whether corporate or unincorporated, which has an interest contemplated in paragraph F, H is an unrehabilitated insolvent. I has been declared by a court to be mentally ill or disordered. J has at any time been convicted, whether in the Republic or elsewhere, of 1. Theft, fraud, forgery or uttering a forged document, treasury, an offense in terms of the Prevention of Corruption Act 1958, Act 6 of 1958, the Corruption Act 1992, Act 94 of 1992, part 1 to 4 of section 17, 20, or 21, open bracket, insofar as it relates to the above-mentioned offenses, close bracket, of chapter 2 of the Prevention and Combating of Corrupt Activities Act 2004, or any other offense involving dishonesty, or an offense under this act or the underlying statutes. K. Has been sentenced after the commencement of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa 1993 Act 200 of 1993 to a period of imprisonment of not less than 1 year without the option of a fine, or I. Has at any time been removed from office or trust on account of misconduct. And 6-2 is as follows: the person is subject to disqualification contemplated in subsection 1B2I may be nominated for appointment as a councillor, but may only be appointed if at the time of such appointment he or she is no longer subject to that disqualification. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. The subcommittee has to go through that before looking at the nominations. And what we wanted to suggest as the subcommittee for this committee. That's what we looked at, and we then discussed the names and came, we agreed that we left some of 5 names for presentation to the committee. We agreed on that one, and then we looked at the names and came up with those 5 names as a subcommittee. I will then read the names. Hopefully, all of us will go through the 5. Unless it's done otherwise, hopefully we did go through the 5. And we came up with these 5 names. We can make a proposal to the committee as the committee around these 5 minutes. Does the committee agree to take that route? We received the recommendations of the subcommittee because we did work on behalf, and then the committee will say yay or nay. Those were not yet. So that's the process we took as a subcommittee. Are you fine with that? I think the committee agreed that we must go through the names, first of all, names. We have looked at everything, qualifications and gender for now. Hopefully, in the final product, we'll look at that. Where are the names? I do have the names here, members. The first one will be, it's in this document, the advocate Stephen Kehana. And we checked all the names against what we read. Stephen Kehana is a male. Qualifications are in order. The full name is Tebogo Stephen Kehana as an advocate. The second one is Miss Palisa Kadi, and Miss is a female. And then the third one is Miss Teyemo Yemwayo Kuta, is a Mr. The other one is Advocate Dimakaso Kosa, is a Finnish. The last one is Nomonde Bongreka, is a Miss, is a Finnish. So we have 3 females and 2 males. As I said, we looked at everything, qualifications and all of that. So those are the names that we're recommending to the committee for approval. Obviously, if the committee that they are great. Those are names of people who were interviewed at the right time. And then remember, we need two people to fill the vacancies, the two vacancies. Thank you very much, Mr. That's the recommendation of the SWAT committee. From the committee to you, Committee of Communication. Thank you. Honorable Councillor.
Thank you, Chairperson. As per recommendation by the subcommittee, I propose the endorsement of the recommendation. Thank you.
Any second? I really need those who are not here.
And then I just want to know, is there a possibility that an extra person can be added? Is there a possibility that an extra person can be added to that or not?
We agreed as the subcommittee
okay.
For a proposal of this nature. We agreed that we must have five. But that was only the subcommittee.
Okay.
So right. This is the committee. Right. So the committee can take a decision.
That's okay, you just sit them down then.
Committee members, subcommittee members, there was an agreement that you must so it's five, and then there is a request that we had one, so that it's six. So it comes to the committee. Committee members don't look down. Just help the chair.
Yes.
Honorable Teddy?
This is the reason why the committee members are looking down. It's because they did not have an opportunity to look at this thing along that particular angle, which makes it a bit difficult. If I were to speak now, I don't know whether I would be speaking on behalf of the subcommittee or me as a person in the PC, which was the guys. But I think the as you have indicated, the honors like the PC. But we had looked it along the view which states at the end we need two. So we have thought at least if we have five, which has always been standard practice, it will then assist us to do enough work, interrogate all the people and the like, and then get the test two. But it's a bit challenging now. To look it along that angle, because I don't know at which stage I would then go to like look at the other person. But maybe let me allow the rest of the members to look at it. But personally, I thought five was more reasonable in case you need to.
Yes. You have made your proposal, fine, we'll cover it to you. Honorable Kanda.
I think the rest of the committee should just be a rubber stamp for the work of the subcommittee. And if members would like to make suggestions, they should be duly considered. I don't think it will hurt at all to add one extra in. We can, nothing wrong.
Any other views? Do that, see? Okay.
I don't think there is a strange match. We can allow that name to go.
Yeah. whatever they want to do. I don't know what the legacy wants to do. I don't believe that it's mentioned.
Because at the end, that makes six people that will have to interview, but at the end, we need two people. Well, of course, we'll have to submit more than two for whoever is going to make a decision. Honorable from Scarlett.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think the Honorable Fundate should propose the name so that we should see whether the person is fitting the criteria to be sure that the name can move forward, because I agree there won't be any strength to add another name.
Thank you very much, Honorable Fundate. The name, then, just give us a brief.
The person is Lyndon Pector, is currently a chief director in the DGPS, and has exceptional skills and experience in the sector, and I think he can contribute to this experience and knowledge for being used by the council, I think. And I think that's also needed. So,
number 21 in our statements. It's Sydney, Lyndon Pector. Okay. I generally agree, but let's look at those names because there were some interviews. Then the committee agrees to submit six names. The additional name from the names I've read is Mr. Sydney Lennon Pector. It's a male. So do those names, members? And we agree, yes? Those are the names that we are going to submit. What? Okay.
Sorry, Jay, can you just repeat the names for a
Again, member of this advocate, Stephen Tebuko Kekana, Miss Palisa Kati, they call it Palisa, but for your own good, it's Palisa. Kadi. People like them because they call Palepa. The female, Mr. Yemayo Kuta, is a male advocate, Makaso Kosha, is a female, and Ms. Nomonde Kondeka is a female, and Mr. Sydney Lyndon Pector is a male. Those are the six names that the committee agrees to submit for interviews. And these names, members, will follow the processes of security check and all of that. It will take some time. As well as that this will happen, the interviews will be next week. It may take longer because of the security check. So those are the six people that we submit. And agreed by, proposed and agreed by the committee. Agreed? Then, after this, we'll then develop a report, which we'll start doing. I'll allow the secretary to read the report, members, so that it goes through quickly, and then we are done. After that, we'll then come to our issues.
Thank you, Chairperson. A proper progress report of the Portfolio Committee on Communications on the filling of two vacancies in the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa Council, dated 6 September 2016. The Portfolio Committee on Communications, having considered two letters from the Minister of Communications, one, informing the Assembly that she accepted the resignation of Dr. Marcia Sotrita, a councillor of the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa, with effect from 31 January 2016, and two, informing the Assembly that the term of office of the chairperson of the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa Council expired on 30 June 2015, and requesting the Assembly to commence with the process of filling the vacancies. The committee advertised the calls for nominations of persons to serve on the ICASA Council. A total number of 35 nominations were received. On 31 August 2016, the committee adopted the names of Mr. C.H. Makregwana and Mr. L. Kalata to replace Ms. Tracy Moloi Murupa and Ms. D. Sotesi as members of the subcommittee, respectively. On 6 September 2016, the subcommittee met and agreed to shortlist 5 candidates for 2 vacancies, and unanimously recommends to the Portfolio Committee that the following 5 candidates be shortlisted for ICASA Council vacancies: Advocate Stephen Gagama, Ms. Melissa Kadi, Mr. Yenga Yokuta, Advocate Magato Kosha, and Ms. Nomonde Kopek. During the meeting of the Portfolio Committee, it was agreed that the name of Mr. Sydney Linden Peter be added on the shortlisted candidate, and the committee agrees. So the interviews will be scheduled as soon as personal security checks and qualifications verification has been conducted on all the shortlisted candidates. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. That's the report, Minister. Does it have a half a take? Great. It has. Mm-hmm. Maybe there are 2 things that I want to deal with. Because we did touch upon them during the subcommittee meeting. The first one is the meeting with ICASA. The last committee meeting agreed that we must have a meeting with ICASA because they never presented when we met them. So we're going to pursue that and then in our program, when there is a space, we'll then slots in ICASA. The second thing would be the SABC board. We'll look at the spaces. Well, that's the decision of the last meeting. We'll look at the spaces and then we'll report to the committee as to when I'll complete them. Because our program must allow that. Can I also say, members, I received a letter from the 8 journalists, and they wanted us to meet them to deal with their issue, and they raised also issues of investigation and all of that in the SABC. But I think this letter is overtaken by the meeting that we had on the 23rd. Because at the time we received the letter, there was no meeting between committee and the SABC, I mean the department, the SABC, and members of the board. So issues of the 8 journalists were dealt with in the meeting. And we thought that it's already what I'm at reach the request of the meeting, because it was prior our meeting with the committee. I think it's necessary to inform the committee that there is such among the correspondents that the chair receives. It's for the office of the chair to inform the writer of the letter. That that process has gone past and the committee have dealt with issues. The issues of their issues are not dealt with in-house by the SABC. But that's the issue members that I wanted to inform the committee about. other issues are not that. Other issues are invitations that we are able to deal with. I'm calling members because it was a matter of discussion in our last meeting. There it is. Well, it's information, I guess. Okay, if we can pass, if we can pass that, because I think the committee agrees that it's the way that we must deal with it in terms of response to them.
Not in the way we agree.
Yeah. Then the committee agrees, and maybe so that we don't go back to issues of this nature as the committee. Sometimes it's going to be very difficult for us as the committee, because I think the chair must take a cue from what we are doing now. It's going to be very difficult when there are employer-employee problems. And then we get a request like this. I'm sure the office of the chair must have a standard response to say, these are matters between the employer and the employee, so and the unions for that matter. So deal with the issues in that fashion. There are some issues that the committee will deal with, but at the level of employer and employee, we let the processes flow at that level. I hope I'm not speaking French. Yes.
I was just mentioning that we never discussed that. It was just mentioned, but we never took the whole issue of the censorship and all the media that was involved with that. We never, as a committee, actually was involved or gave attention to that. And because of all the negative communication going on, and should we not then entertain it and then hear what the their side of the story? It's not only about the in-house, this is actually a bit more than this in-house. If you read the newspapers, for me it seems that it is much more around this getting them goal and the whole issue around this. Should we not maybe get them to come and present themselves so that we can have a better understanding of where that comes from?
So that's the view, but the view that I was taking is that the view that I was taking is the office testing that with the committee, your eyes to raise issues. Was that if the matter was dealt with on the 23rd, then you say we never dealt with it as such. But we know that the matter was resolved and the journalists came back to work. They are working as we speak. And on those basis we're saying maybe it would be necessary from the report that we got from ABC. It will be necessary to let things flow within SAPC itself. But members can reflect. Honorable Fonsari and Honorable Kakan.
Thank you, Chairperson. My view on the matter is that we should be very careful in how we deal with specific situations as being presented to us, even through the Office of the Chairperson, or directly to the committee, because in this instance my view is that it's a labor related matter and it needs to be dealt with internally. And ACBC is no different from any other organization. And we know in terms of the Labor Relations Act there are certain procedures that need to be followed internally. And after all the procedures have been exhausted, we know what the remedial action should also be. And there's a fine line between us as a portfolio committee or communications or any portfolio committee in dealing with issues specifically to any organization or otherwise dealing with labor-related matters. In this instance, I would then say that it's a labor-related issue which deals with the issue under discussion as presented by Honorable Sandeep in our engagement with the board and the minister and the entity. And I think for now we need to respond as you need to respond as Office of the Chairperson appropriately address the outward issue so that we avert in future that any labor related issue comes to the committee and we pursue the matter. So that's my plea for now. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair. My is small. I 100% support what Honorable Van Selvig said. SABC has more than 5,000 workers. Imagine if tomorrow another cleaner will send a letter to Chelsea. And next week we will receive the letters from Guardians, people and everybody. Then clearly, if you raise this issue, someone can ask what type of a person do you understand? What is the difference between a politician and an official? Because here are clear lines. But anyway, I support fully what Honorable Sandeep said. I wanted to warn about something. At the same time, Honorable Sandeep, she's right, because she doesn't have information. If she has an information, she will not ask this in this meeting. I wanted to caution Honorable Chairperson, my apology, that what is the role of our staff? Because remember that the research must make sure that he gave us information every day before the meeting. And the possible questions that we need to ask. We must know each and everything. You know, I'm saving as scientific technology. Where before Dr. Elida resigned, we were getting even the issues that the department doesn't know that we know. And they were in us. But in this communication, like I said, since it started, I started with it. We learned the best things. And when you ask, sometimes it becomes as if you will be penal to our staff. Then I wanted to say that please our staff must know that this particular committee to be strong, it must be because of them. But if we will be weak, it's because of them. And if we are weak, we must replace them and get the strong staff to assist us. That's why it's just affecting staff. My first example is that if she knows that the analysts are not different to the employees of the SABC, she will not have to be upset. So I wanted to say that as from today, going forward, we must make sure that every member of our staff is doing his or her job. We must get the research departing time. We must get the thing of getting this document in the meeting, it must stop. We must today get the documents for next week so that we'll be able to go through these things and understand exactly what they're doing. What we are doing is not fair for the participants. We are just flashing things and then go. Then taking money for nothing. Now I was shocked, Honorable Chair. I was shocked, but I didn't want to show. When we were selecting candidates here, and then we wanted to know the qualifications and disqualifications, Honorable Scouts, did you know who told us? Pandam. Pandam, our staff is here. Supposed to tell us. That was the last embarrassment. Imagine if we were, that meeting was broadcast. Then it seems as we are one team. We don't know even how to do our things. How we should make sure that our structures are ready. Okay, let me not go back. But my last point is to say that let's make sure that our staff is doing their job. We must get the papers before a week before the meeting. Thank you.
I was just going to add that it's not a normal labor relation issue. The LABC is also a public broadcaster, and the reason why these journalists were expelled and fired is because they opposed against censorship, and that's what the issue is, and that's all I would like to add, and that's why I say it's not the normal labor relation issue.
I think you must not contradict yourself and even be tempted to deal with an issue that we had already said we don't want to entertain. Because my take was the letter has been directed to the office of the sheriff, and the sheriff has accordingly responded to the people concerned. And my take was that this thing comes to this forum for information. So if we're to be tempted to deal with this issue, I think it would be wrong. Also wrong president, you know, otherwise we'll have nowhere to do. If we were to be separate, all of us, and not allow your office to do whatever it's supposed to be doing. The same issue here is we must not tell president. One honorable member has already said that the BC has got almost 1,000 employees. Over and above the 1,000 employees or whatever, we have four other entities that report to this portfolio committee. We have GCIS, we have the Department of Communications as a department. So if we were to take the route which says any employee who has got a problem then come to this meeting, we'll end up not having time to do the work that we're supposed to do as politicians. I think we're politicians. The problem now, as we were talking earlier, is still very, very tight. I don't think it was the last of time to rearrange and then entertain each and every community that will be coming to all these employees that are, for example, five entities, two departments. Reporting this is a very simple for community. It will be wrong. We must not say honorable chair. The last one is, I think we've already indicated that the matter has already been put to rest. I also don't understand why we're entertaining it. The matter has been laid to rest. The journalists that we're talking about, as we speak, they are at work. Therefore, I don't see any reason why we must continue to talk about this particular issue. Because that would be setting a very wrong precedent, which would create the rest of our problems for this forum. We've got a lot of other issues that we need to deal with over and above requests of this nature to be attained from all the, from whoever is not satisfied. The reason why we have the executives, we have boards of entities, is for the portfolio committee to do its work of conducting oversight over the entities and the department. And therefore, let's allow the boards and the executives of the two departments to do the work that they are being paid for, so that we might not be taken out of the way and start entertaining something that we're not supposed to be entertaining. The matter has now been laid to rest, and the people that we're talking about are now everywhere. Let's conclude it along that line, Honorable Chair, and allow your office to perform its task as mandate has been.
Thank you very much, members. I think we agree that we, the summary was, as I was reporting, I also summarized the issue. I mean, members, this is is one of the issues that we had when we met, among other things. That's why the summary is as it's reflected here. So it's going to be very difficult to entertain anything more than that, Honorable colleague, with a number of state-owned entities. There's a lot of workers. So that we elevate the issue of SABC as if it's something different from us. So can we leave it at it's now run at the bridge, it's done, and our last meeting, and the committee stays where we're not going to meet anybody else. Not necessarily those six generalists, but we're not going to meet with us when they're part of labor relations. Thank you very much, members. I think that was the last, or the one for last. Before we knock off, next week is the oversight week from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 14, 15, 16. But I think we have a difficulty because we have organized a joint committee meeting with the Telecoms. We still have to meet with the Telecoms, the chair of Telecoms and the chair of commission, as well as WIPS, just to fine-tune what we're going to do next week. So clearly we are not going the oversight votes. For next week we'll be in committee. Now, I think it's correct that we need to, on a number of matters, we need to get a very clear briefing, not only from the research, but from the content. So this is, now I'm from another committee where the content advisor and the researcher, because for agriculture, we had two specializing on different issues, fish, the site, agriculture site. And we never attended a meeting without getting that kind of research from the researcher. If there is a need for content to bring the committee 1 hour before the meeting, time the meeting, We dealt with issues of conduct. And the research before the meeting, we get the research, all members, on issues that we're going to discuss. So it's correct that you have been here more than I do, but this is the way we've been dealing with issues in agriculture. Yes, on the issue of on what Honorable Fandam was raising is in this document that we all have, but I think the issue is before coming to this meeting. You don't have? I think we must ensure that our members do have. Yeah, we must ensure that all members do have the answers. We must ensure that all members do have this document. But I think what is important on what you are saying, Honorable Kitano, what is important on what you are saying, is how to deal with issues that we're dealing with. Where do they start? Then indeed they start here. Outline as Honorable Fandam did, the criteria, the disqualification and all those things. And I think those are things that we must not miss. I agree. But in terms of the other meetings that are coming, research, I know you have done something on some of the issues, but also the content advisor will have to give us some thank you very much. I know they are tying this few elements in them, but it's fine. You tell them what they must do. Remember, that is all we needed to discuss today. Then the meeting is adjourned. We follow the process of time. Thank you.